Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. She responds to Lo Nishman Sam Yaakov Shalom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Pehei. The Gemara Amud Beis brings a raya from Maseches Gittin regarding an isho who accepts a get. Do you see from here the kelo shel koyne b'rishus moicher kono? That if you have a kelim of the buyer in the rishus of the seller, it's koyne, we see it by an isho. Says the Gemara, don't bring a raya from there. And the Gemara says, why not? Because there's several different reasons why we explain by in Gittin why it's different. And the Gemara uses the following expression. They hit it 100 hits with the uchlo. The Rishbam explains the uchlo is a small mishkal, it's a small weight. And they hit it with that small weight with 100 times, meaning they did many different answers, small answers, to explain why by Gittin the isha is koyne the get. The mashmos comes out from this Rashbam, Aliba to this Gemara. It sounds of shots like this. Every one of the answers that you bring Gittin is a little bit of a doichak. It does sound like there is a raya over here. Pashup shot is there is a raya. The Kalev Shel Koine B'Rushus Moicher Kona. But when I have so many small different ways to explain it, they add up to tell me this is not the Mahalach over there. We find a similar idea, a similar concept from a different place. The Gemara and Chagigo and the Gimel Beis brings that a person who does has three different simonim of being a shoite, that shows that he's a shoite. And the Gemara explains why not one of them is enough. Because each one you can give an excuse. The Gemara there brings someone sleeps and makes a kavaras in the night. It could be as a reason he wants to have ruach tumo. He goes out alone in the street because he has some kind of a hirurim. He's tearing his clothing because he's a Baal Machshavas. But if he did all three different things, so then you say that he's for sure a shoite. And the Gemara says it's because it's like a shor mod who's nagach three different animals. So as you do in the name of Rav Chaim Brisker, they explain that if you have, you could come and explain things with one answer, then another answer, then another answer. But if I have one answer that can answer all three, even though it's not maybe muchach from each one, that is good enough to come and tell me that most probably the reason is that one answer and not the many several small answers. Meaning I tried to get a mahalach that fits everybody and not one that fits according to this and according to that. L'chorua, it's similar over here. Each one of the answers of the Gemara, you could maybe say it's a doichek. It's not a great answer. You could be doichet. But if I have several mandarmi, each one is coming and chipping away with mea uchli, 100 little hits. 100 little hits give me a mahalach. This is probably not the pshat there in the Mishnah. Each one comes in its own angle to come and take it away a little bit. So even though each one of those is not enough, but together they come to tell me that this is the svar and this Gemara. 100 uchli b'uchlo, small mishkal, alone is not enough. But if I do so many, so the tipa l'tipa mitzarefes, all these little drops join together to be one big mahalach. And here in our Gemara, to tell us that we don't have a raya from there, that Kalev shel koyne b'rishus moicher kona. I'll just add to that another thing, another nekudo, which is different but combines to this idea as well. And this is what my father Shlita said, told me that the Ramoy Shapir Zitzal explained to him. When you learn Maharal, many times you see that the Maharal speaks about an akudo, and he repeats himself four or five different times in, to come and explain the akudo. And the shaila is why? What pshat? So explain Rav Moshe pshat like this. The Maharal, everything he says, is based on Soida Satayu. It's all based on Kabbalah, it's all based on Yonim Amukimoit. And to come and say the thing itself, that the Maharal was very master. He did not speak about Kabbalah. He barely mentions the Zohar and the Sfar. He explains things al pi machshava, al pi ways that people can understand with their das. But when you're not speaking about the thing itself, so how can you come and describe something if I'm not talking about the thing itself? Dugma b'alma. If someone wants to speak about a table, but he cannot describe the table itself, so what should he do? So he's going to start saying, there's four legs, there is a platform on top, it has a hole, you can sit next to it, you can describe so many different things, but you're not going to say the thing itself. That's how the Maharal many times explains a concept. This is a similar idea to what we're learning. Sometimes the thing itself you don't get to, but through many nekudas all around it, I'm able to get to the nekuda itself. And that seems to be what the Gemara is telling us over here. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.